can see them in almost any city in Africa. Children who live on the streets. They are dirty, they are rude, and they scavenge in the dustbins. Many people find them annoying, but do they really know or care to find out what drives them onto the streets? What are the stories behind these children? It's time to speak up. I'm Gamchire Masiwa.
So all I'm saying is,
everyone wants to be heard.
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up!
Speak up!
I love what you've done.
Brace yourself.
Young people go into the streets for different reasons. Take, for instance, Maslin is 28 years old, and she's now a well-recognized jazz musician. But when she was a kid, she lived on the streets of Harare. After her mother died, she was brought in an abusive home. Her father even neglected her and told her she was not his daughter. Marcy spoke of her experience on the mean streets of Harare. When I met her, I asked why she thinks children end up on the streets.
Some of the kids are not really accepted where they are. They are coming from broken families, whereby they are living with a father and a stepmother, or probably they were like left, they're like orphans left to be taken care of by other relatives, and things don't really go well with them. Yeah.
And what pushed you onto the streets?
I was living with my father, and then when he got remarried to this lady, things changed. I used to go for days without food. At a certain point, I wasn't even going to school until he actually told me that you are not my kid, then you have to go somewhere else. That's when I left.
How old were you when you went into the streets?
I was 14 years old.
And how long did you live in the streets?
2 years. It was an adjustment. You know, you feel like you're not a human being, because even when people are passing through you, they will say a lot of things. People have got different ideas, and they've got things that they assume that they happened to you. That's why you are there. Some actually think that you have run away from home, but you will never know what really someone is going through until you talk to them, until you spare that minute to really find out what's really going on with this child.
And how did you survive on a daily basis?
It's only the grace of God, because I can't really say I could have my meals like in the morning, afternoon and evening, just like what people who have got it or people who are in homes do. But it was like once in a while thing. If I could get something to eat, then I would thank God for that, because at least I had a meal. Though there were some days where I would go without anything to eat. But I can just say surviving in the street was just like God's grace.
And what was the worst thing that you remember that happened to you while you were living in the streets?
From my own experiences, when you have people who come to you like they want to help you, and because you're a kid, really your mind doesn't really see whatever they have at the back of their minds, you'll be just like, no, these people are assisting me. And they'll take advantage of your situation, knowing very well that you cannot report to anyone. And you are vulnerable. You know, you go to certain extents where people can actually drag you unknowingly. You know, that's the world we are living in. I remember a certain instant, like this man came to me and he was like, no, I understand your situation. And because I'm a kid, you're talking to a 14-year-old kid who doesn't really know much. And all you want is survival. And you're like, oh, really, this good Samaritan has come to me. He wants to assist me. And they'll take you probably to his home. And you say, okay, fine, here's the food and things like that. But then it's like it can be even far away from where you were, like from town. And whilst you get that, then someone will force himself on you. So that's really devastating, you know. Yeah.
And after he raped you, did he leave you there, or he drove you back to where he had picked you? What did you do after that?
He actually drove me back to where he had picked me. He never said anything. He never said anything to him. It's like, and I think that's some of the things why you see that even for someone who will be in the street, they will become worse. I'm coming from this background, and fine, here I am, but someone is taking advantage of my situation where I am. So you find that people who have that hard heart, whereby they can do anything to anyone. And you say, I know these street kids are heartless or something like that. But it's because of what you are doing to them. If you don't have anything to offer them, just leave them like that and live your life, and they will find a way to live their lives.
Did you see this person ever again in your life?
So many times.
And how is his reaction?
to him, I think it's there's that remorse. But I think to me, it was like, it has to start with me. It's difficult to forgive someone, but it's more painful not to forgive someone because it eats you more than it eats that person. I'm not saying what he did was okay or was good, because we managed to talk at some point. But what I'm saying is, I'll be also looking at his life, where he is right now. He is a family man, he's got kids. If I'm going to press charges, he's going to go to jail probably for about 25 or I don't know how many years he's going to be given. And you'll be leaving kids who needs him, who needs the support and things like that. So to me, what really matters most is what happens after that, not the here and now. Because what I don't want is another situation like mine. Who knows, probably the mother might not be there and the kids probably will end up in the streets. And it becomes a cycle.
You're listening to Speak Up, and we're talking to Mercy, a former street kid who now works with children who live on the streets. I asked her how she managed to get away.
I can just say that I had to look for work. I worked as a maid for about 8 months. And I said to myself, I'm going to write my O-levels. To me, it was a thing of looking at the future. Like, I don't want to go back there. So I would rather use the opportunity that I have right now.
It must be difficult enough to have experienced life outside a proper home. What do you get working with street kids?
I get that fulfillment, that at least I'm being there for someone who needs help. You know, it's very difficult to try and help someone without the same background with them. They might not understand. They just think maybe you're saying this because you came from a proper home. You don't know what it is like here. But having one-on-one talks with them, they get this thing, if she did it, why can't we? So it's more like motivation.
Do you see yourself in any of the kids that you work with?
I do. I see them. Some of them, they are not giving up. They are willing to fight for their lives, to be someone. That willpower is sustaining them.
And seeing yourself in those kids, does it make it easier for you to help them, or it makes it more difficult for you to help them?
It's difficult and it's easy on the other side. It's difficult in the point that it brings back memories of what really went on before. And that alone is not an easy pill to swallow. And it's easier in the sense that I know that I'm working with someone who's strong, with someone who's going to make it, with someone who's got potential, with someone who's got the willpower, with someone who's got the strength to go on or to pull through whatever it takes to get on the next level. Then that gives us, both of us, hope that we're working on something tangible and something that's different, that's going to make the life of another person different.
And how has your life changed since you left the streets?
Yeah, it hasn't been easy, but I can say, yeah, I'm happy with the changes that I've made up to where I am right now, because it's not easy. There are some things that, yeah, character-wise, that you would have, and people might not understand why you're like that. And you can also not take each and everyone who wants to know along the journey that, you know, I'm like this because of this and that. It's like a battle. It's like you're fighting with something that you have to remove, that you know, because society doesn't care. They don't really care that you came from the street, so we have to give you this room. Life is not like that. You actually have to push yourself each and every day and remind yourself, I'm working towards this goal. I have to be like this and pray a lot. Yeah.
And what is your advice to young people who think being in the streets is an option to their plight?
What I can say to them is life is unpredictable and you don't know what tomorrow holds. And never say never. Never judge a person just by merely looking at them. And probably you'll be saying that because you're on the other side. Anyone sees the life in the streets, nobody will just say, I'm coming from home and I want to be in the streets. I can tell you some of the people that I've seen coming to the street because they're just running away from home. They would actually go back home maybe the following day. It's not an option. Nobody wants that. We all want a home. If I say a house is not complete. A home where there's love, and it's not an option. So people should really understand. It's a situation that you cannot say no to because you're already in it and you don't have any other options or anywhere else that you can tend to or go. That's why you end up being there.
We have kids who are in the home setup. Mm. Probably they are facing the same challenges like the ones that you faced. What is it that you have to say to those people that being in the street is not as easy as they think it will be for them than being in a home?
I think what I can say to them is, if it's not something that's as bad as being raped or, you know, some of those things that you actually that are being done on daily basis. I know sometimes we say we are being abused because we are being given a lot of work to do. For someone like that, I'll say just soldier on, because it will come to pass. And work on your education whilst you're there, because being in the street is horror. You wouldn't want to experience that life. And if there's anything that you can do or any other ways that you can find to get other people involved so that they can help you, so be it.
Only strangers all around, calling me names I don't know. There are strangers all over, calling me names I don't like.
That's all for now. Big thanks to our guest, Maslin. Speak Up is produced by Radio Netherlands Worldwide in partnership with Media Centre Zimbabwe and your local station. Check out our website at www.rnw.nl/Africa, and would love to hear from you about anything you'd like us to speak up about. Go to our Facebook page, RNW Africa.